Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you, too. Yes, it looks like we're off to a more of a wintry start than what we had some of the weather earlier over this week, early part of the weekend. Quite a tremendous. So this is a brand new year, of course, and January, acting like January. We had zero degrees this morning, plus some snow. I don't think we got more than about 2 inches of new snow, and then there's plenty of blowing to go with it. It's really, really beautiful. I want to look back at a couple things in December, if we could, please.
Sure.
This is the second month, only 2 months out of 10, where out of 12, that the temperature for the month was less than normal. And now, when we have it happen in the last month of the year, it's easy to think, oh, we had a cold year, but no, we didn't. 9 of the 12 months were warmer than normal. One was June, that was equal to normal, and then September and December were the only two less than normal. The average temperature for the year was considerably, like 4 degrees above normal for the whole year. But like I said, when we end up with cold, it's easy to look at it and think that that's the way the whole year has been. The other side of it is precipitation. We had considerably more than normal for the whole year. Matter of fact, 2010 was the wettest year we've had since 99. And so for some of us, that's great with lakes and ponds and so forth. And then when all this snow melts, we'll get even more. The snowfall that we have as of this morning, the snowfall for the whole season is somewhere around 54 inches. That is about 20 inches above normal. I don't think we're on any kind of pace for setting a record. But we may be getting up to 100 inches of snow, which hasn't happened for a while in the Duluth area, and so it'd be kind of neat to have that again.
Mm-hmm.
January is our snowiest month. A lot of people think it's March, but statistically, no, January is our snowiest month, and so maybe we get to look forward to some cold and snow. It looks like that in the immediate forecast. A few observations of note. Number one is this. Yes, this is New Year. Now, New Year was chosen a long time ago. January 1 was chosen a long time ago as being the first of the year. There doesn't seem to be much natural events that would indicate a new year, but I tend to disagree with that. I think there is a very big natural event that makes this as being a good time for the first of the year, and that is during these next few days, the Earth is closer to the sun than any other time of the year. It's called a perihelion. And we always hear about 93 million miles away. That's an average, and it does vary. And the time we are farthest away from the sun is in early July. Because of the angle of the sun at this time of year, even though we are closer, we still have the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, perihelion, the time when we are closest to the sun, seems like a pretty good time to start a new year. And so this year, it happens on January 3, but it's always in these days in early January that we are the closest. We are also at the time of the waning crescent moon. We're headed towards a new moon coming up soon. And the sunrises are still late. The sunrises are almost like 5 minutes till 8 right now, and that will continue a couple more days, and then those will start getting earlier. The sunsets have been getting later already for quite a while. We are already more than 10 minutes later than we were a couple weeks ago. So the days are slowly getting longer. Other comments of note, I always find by the time you get to the first of the year, the bird feeder birds have pretty well settled down. I always like to see if this is going to be a year of red poles at the bird feeder. They start to show up in January, and so now here we are, January, and I think the finches for this winter are going to be goldfinches. And they were out there again today, but did not see any red poles. Earlier this week, while I was cross-country skiing, I came across a large number of tracks, some of which were rough grouse, and I noticed how the rough grouse had walked across the snow and then took off and left a wing mark in the snow. And then when we had that warm weather a couple of days ago, and we had the rain, which incidentally set a record for the most amount of precipitation for that single day, in the Duluth area, and then it got cold. I was reminded of how sometimes rough grouse, when they bury themselves in the snow, and a situation like that comes along where it's rain and followed by cold, that we have a little covering of ice across the top of the snow, and they can get trapped in their own shelter.
Hmm.
That has actually happened. That has actually happened to the point of starvation. I don't think the ice crust we had this time around was strong enough, but there are times when it can happen, usually not going to be in late December, but it can happen, more likely in March. Other things of note, as I said, plenty of tracks out there. I found that the mild temperatures, we had a December where the first half of the month was considerably colder than the second half of the month. The first half of the month, we had an average temperature of only 7 above. The second half of the month, we have an average temperature of nearly 20. And because of the milder temperature, there was plenty of action, plenty of tracks, and every time I go out. And that's one of the beauties of a day like today where we have some brand new snow, is to see all the tracks, and there were plenty of them out again already this morning. So that's always a terrific thing to see. But I have to pass this along. You know, not all of us appreciated the rain that fell a couple days ago. However, there were a couple of aspects of nature that really did. Number one was, I've commented before about how way back in the snowstorm we had in late November, how many of the trees were bent down, and they pretty much stayed that way, covered with snow for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had three things this past week that helped a lot of those trees stand back up again. One of them was wind. We had plenty of wind to knock off the snow. Number two was the warmer temperatures. And then number three was the rain. And you put those all together, and there's a lot of trees now that are starting to rebound from that being bent over by a cover of snow. The other thing of note is the opportunists that are out there. Now, you live in an area where lichens are abundant,
mm-hmm.
and lichens are tough. They're hardy. They stand out in the cold. They grow on just the tiniest amount of substrates. They just hang on to it. And they weather the winter right out in the open. They weather the winter, both the cold and the dry, throughout the winter. But boy, are they opportunists when a day like December 30 comes along and we get a rain, because they absorb that moisture so fast. I was out on that day and I just had to stop and marvel about how suddenly they look so much greener and so much bigger than they had been all along. Now, the December 30, of course, was followed by December 31, and right away, once again, we dry up, and right away they go back to their earlier stage of surviving the winter in their more shriveled up and their dry condition. But boy, were they an opportunist. And any time in the next few months, if we get warm, wet temperatures again, they will be out there taking advantage of it. So, looks like we're in for a good trip. So, take care. Have a wonderful month, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Larry joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend to give us the latest on what's happening out there. Larry Weber, phenologist extraordinaire.